71 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. Filling in for Aaron Curtis, we bring in Merrill Crowley from Crowley Commodities in Watseka, Illinois. Good morning, Merrill.
Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
Doing just fine. What are we seeing on this Monday?
Well, we got some green on the screen. That was kind of nice. We have SEP corn at 369 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. Dece corn is 383 and 3/4, up 2 3/4. Dece of next year is at 414 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. Wheat has gone a little bit negative this morning at 454 and a quarter, down and a half for SEP. And Dece corn is 481 and 3/4, down 3/4. SEP soybeans, 958 and a quarter, up 6. No beans, 963 and a half, up 6 3/4. Jan, 972 and a half, up 7 6 3/4. And we have next Nov at 972, up 3. On the cattle, we have, we get the cattle markets here. We have the cattle at August, 148.65, down $1.30. We have SEP at 149.30, down $1.55. October is 148.47, down $1.45. The live cattle at 114.92, down 52 on the August. The October are 113.55, down 55 cents. The lean hogs August are 83.20. October are 66.75. The August is down 2.25 cents. And on the Dece, we have it at 61.35, down 75 cents. Okay, for the news this morning, we have some short covering due to disappointing rains over the weekend. That's why they're buying the grain area. Some of the dry areas were missed altogether, or they got very little precip. There's also some short covering going on because of the upcoming Thursday USDA report. Now, after this report, the average change in yields to the final report is a plus or minus 3.3 bushel per acre corn and 1.1 bushel per acre soybeans. Following this USDA report on Thursday at 2 p.m., the FSA will release an update on the failed acres for the Northern Plains. This morning, Reuters reported that two Chinese soybean buyers are reselling about 8 cargoes of soybeans. This resale comes after huge imports in recent months. The import surge has caused a logjam with 17 vessels anchored at the port of Ruzhou. At only 6:30, the choice spread for the cattle has narrowed, and the CMA cattle index gained around $1.20, quoted at $151.99. Cash continues to trade at a small premium to the board. I think that's about all we have this morning. Oh, we had export sales of 180,800 metric tons of old crop corn delivered to Mexico and 206,000 metric tons of soybeans delivered to unknown destinations.
All right, Merrill, well, thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
You bet. That's Merrill Crowley joining us from Crowley Commodities in Watseka this morning. 71 degrees now at 8:59 as we glance at current conditions across our listening area. I mean, Bloomington normal, 65 degrees with cloudy skies, cloudy and 66 in Decatur with a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 67 in Danville with partly cloudy skies now and a northeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 68 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon. In your forecast for today, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 76 degrees, a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Decrease in clouds tonight down to a low of 54. Sunny skies for the day tomorrow and a high of 80 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.